Sad news today. Disney may not be finished with the character Darth Vader, but James Earl Jones is.
Wait, no.
He's still voicing Darth Vader?
Yeah, I think so.
He was the voice of Darth Vader for the original Star Wars movies back in the 70s, but he's 91 years old now.
Wow.
And he has officially retired from Vader.
Oh, at 91, such a young age. So, what is he going to do?
Will Disney continue to recreate his voice digitally so the character can live on, or will they need someone with a deep voice and a dark heart to step in and fill those big black boots?
Did your voice just get deeper as you said that sentence?
You're projecting.
I say that because Lucasfilms reached out to our producer, Producer Boyd, asking, is anybody on this show worthy enough to don the big black helmet?
Lucasfilms, huge fans of Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Can you imagine me as Darth Vader and I just giggle? Once. I love you, son.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have a much healthier relationship.
I said we would go around the room, so let's put the music down so we can all make a quick audition tape for Disney.
Okay.
Need complete silence for these because this is important. This could be our careers that we're setting up. So, Brooke, give us one line in your deepest, darkest Vader voice.
That's the breathing. I'm not to the light yet. He does deep breathing.
Oh, okay.
I am your father.
Oh. Good Yoda. Wow.
It was a little Yoda.
Am I your father? No.
Okay. Brooke, you're Yoda more.
That was a good try. Wow. Alexis, I know you think Wookiee is something that you contract at a frat party, but go ahead. Give us your Darth Vader voice.
I kind of only know the breathing, too. Let's try. Okay.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, that was better.
Very quick paced.
I don't have the patience for that.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe if they do like a children's version, that one didn't. Jose.
All right. It would be.
Oh, that was good.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, better.
That was solid, actually.
You want me to do a real one?
I thought that was good.
No, that was my real attempt. I mean, before I did, hey, Luke, I'm your dad.
Yeah.
And I miss you, and I'm lonely.
I like that one better. Why don't you ever call me Luke?
New age.
All right.
Not even Lucas.
We'll send our audition tapes into Lucasfilms and see if any of us get cast.
Where's yours at?
Okay.
You got to do one. You're the best, lowest voice here.
Yo, what up, Dark Side? We going to crush your rubber scum today or what?
So bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got some asthma.
Quick breathing.
The space pollen out here.
Space pollen.
Oh, that's better.
All right, we'll see if they cast one of us.
He has an inhaler.
Let's get into your shot caller question of the day. We're going to send it right over to Digital Jake to tell us what we're going to be doing. Jake, what are we doing?
The Office.
Yeah.
X Factor.
Okay.
Love Island.
What do these
shows have in common?
England.
Well, Alexis does need parental guidance to watch them. But also, they are crossover hits that are popular both here and across the pond in England. And now, thanks to Jose and his British Kermit impression, we've created the next big international super sensation. It's none other than the grab bag edition of
Clock-a-Shaka!
Oh, yeah!
The winner of today's game gets to pick which co-host will do a 10-second impression before getting shocked by an electric dog collar.
Okay.
Yoda, Elmo, and Kermit have all been taken off the board, so the remaining options are Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, Donald Duck, and Captain Jack Sparrow.
These are hard.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting down to the really expert level ones.
We'll start with the person who said she's been waiting all her life for Halloween to fall on Friday the 13th.
That'd be so spooky.
That would be cool.
It's impossible.
One of these days. That's Alexis.
You never know.
I mean, you're right. It would be spooky.
You never know.
Date change. What?
All right, Alexis, are you ready?
Yes.
You'll have 20 seconds of trivia. In your hometown, what's the highest rated restaurant online?
Oh, the Mexican restaurant that's a swingers club.
Looking for the Mirror Lake Diner. What galaxy do we live in?
Earth?
Oh. Oh.
What?
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Van Gogh? Mm. Oh. That was tough.
Ugh. We live in the Milky Way galaxy, and Da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, same thing.
But tell us more about this swingers club in your hometown that you seem to know so much about.
I don't know
about.
How that wasn't the answer.
Wow, I bet you love eating.
They need better marketing. Too long of a name. Okay. Alexis, that's zero. So technically, you'll have control of the clogger shocker until someone gets one answer correct.
Yay!
Or negative one. I can go back a step.
That's true. Jose, I have taken points away from you before, so it's possible. All right, Jose, you ready?
Yes.
How many strings does a violin have?
Ooh, four.
Which fast food restaurant serves the croissant witch?
I don't know, Arby's.
It's Burger King. Mm. What year did Avatar come out?
Ooh. 2003.
It's 2009. Oh. True or false, a bee can sting only once?
I think that was always a rumor, so I'm going to say false.
I'm sorry, that's true.
It is true. I thought I was going to overthink it. I always heard that.
So you get
one correct. Yay. Jose, you're in control right now.
Okay.
Barely.
Excuse me? What galaxy do we live in? Earth?
Wow.
All right. Brooke, are you ready?
Yeah.
What West Coast city is home to the fortune cookie?
San Francisco.
Hey. What's the name of the piggy bank in Toy Story?
Ham.
What Japanese phrase translates to empty orchestra?
Pass.
It's karaoke.
Oh.
What decade did the Titanic sink?
Oh, the 1910s.
There you go. That's three, Brooke.
Of course you know.
I know.
Yeah.
April 15th.
Oh, wow.
Just so you know.
Dang, great job, Brooke. That was impressive.
Brooke, you got three. You're in control right now. Okay. Jeffrey, you need to get four to take it from Brooke.
Which he's done many times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any pep talks for yourself, Jeff? Normally you have some sort of non sequitur for other people. Don't hear any of that today.
Been real quiet today, haven't you, Jeffrey?
I'm just going to let the results speak for themselves.
Okay.
All right, Jeffrey, you'll have 20 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's the name of Curious George's caretaker?
The man in the yellow hat.
What country produces the most coffee?
Colombia?
Brazil. Mm. How many milligrams make a gram?
1,000.
Nice.
A male turkey is called what? Anything.
Ouch.
Ken?
It's Tom.
Tom.
The other male first name. That means, Brooke, you win today's Clogger Shocker.
Yeah, good job, Brooke.
And you get to choose for the impression.
I am actually going to choose Jeffrey.
Yay, I was hoping.
I think he needs to be pumped up a little bit this morning. You seem a little low energy.
I don't know if we've gotten any impressions from Jeff yet.
I would like to hear Captain Jack Sparrow.
Ooh.
Hello, love. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, jeez. That's all
we need. That was really good.
Good.
I don't know about that.
See, you never get a better morning, Jack.
I'd hire you for a party.
That was pervy, Jack Sparrow, if anything. Shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.